Can you imagine yourself listening to Jesus, hearing these words for the first time, that brother will be against brother and father against child and children against parents, that believers will ultimately be hated by unbelievers? This will be because of Jesus' name. And in the hardships of our life, we often ask, what's the use? If you're facing surgery, you listen to the stories about people who have had that surgery, whether it's hip surgery, knee surgery, rotator cuff surgery, whatever it is. And you hear awful stories and you hear wondrous stories about those kinds of surgeries. And often the theme is, it's gonna hurt. Right? That's the thing. That's gonna hurt. Don't you just like it when the tech or the nurse or the doctor says, this is gonna hurt a little? Yeah. And then it happens, and then you realize they lied. It hurt a lot. Sometimes we would make the choice not to have the surgery. If I knew then what I know now, right? And I think sometimes we approach the Christian faith that way. If I knew being a Christian was going to be this hard, if I knew then what I know now, would I continue? The three lessons for this morning ask that question, and the answer is given. For Jeremiah, if you look at the back of your bulletin, you see it says, sing to the Lord. It's right in verse 13, the very last. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers. God tells you how this turns out. When we start facing surgeries or treatments and things like that, you know, the physicians may say, well, you know, 90% of people don't have problems. 10% do. Our oldest daughter, we nicknamed her the 3% girl. You know how when you get medicine and it says 3% of the people have this problem, and if Megan takes medicine, she's going to have 3%. She is so sensitive to medications. And in our life today, in our walk with God, we can see the stories about people that had almost like what we might say is smooth sailing. They didn't have problems, but other people had troubles. And sometimes if we're not the optimist, but we're the pessimist, I had trouble getting that one out. Don't use it in too many sermons. Think about it. If we're going to have trouble, we're not looking forward to it. Jeremiah was having trouble. People, it tells you what they were doing. You know, it tells you how he felt toward God. He felt deceived. He felt betrayed. He felt like, you didn't tell me everything. And sometimes we feel that way when we have surgeries and we say to the doctor, you didn't tell me everything. Sometimes we say that to our parents, you know, when it was a school class. And yes, you'll be fine with geometry. And then the student comes home and says, you didn't tell me everything. We really can't say that of God. God tells Jeremiah, you will ultimately be fine. Looking at the second text in Romans, you know, it says, let not therefore sin reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. And it goes on to talk about living in the righteousness instead of the slave of sin. And then it tells us at the end, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In that verse, it tells us everything. If we live in unbelief, we die eternally. If we hold on to our sinful habits and all of that, and if we live in rebellion against God, he tells us everything. This is what's going to happen. Do you remember the story in the New Testament about the rich man and the poor man? And the rich man lived against God, and the poor man believed in God, and the poor man lives in heaven now, and the rich man's in, not in heaven. He's in the other place, and it's not going good, obviously. And he says, let me go back and tell my family. And the answer is, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. For even if someone were to come back from the dead, they would not believe. The scriptures tells us, in Jesus Christ we have life. And we come to the gospel reading for today. Brother will deliver brother, father his child, and children will raise up against parents. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. That does not sound like fun, does it? It sounds like trouble. And there was a time when this happened. There was a time when Christians were hunted and persecuted and killed and slaughtered. And the people that turned them in were rewarded. And the Christians wondered, what's the use? But they came and they knew the answer. Like Paul said later on in scriptures, he says, for me to die is gain, for me to live is for Christ. They know the answer. God has given us the answer. What's the use? For what is a little bit of pain going through therapy and surgery and persecution for our faith for an eternity in heaven? It's not an equal trade. For heaven is more glorious and more wonderful than anything we can imagine. It's hard to describe heaven except in the no's, right? You know about that. No war. No famine, no disease, no slander, no fighting, no blaspheming, no ridicule, no poking fun at people, no bullies, no doubts. And so when you combine these themes of the day, God tells us, by the power in Jesus Christ, stand firm in the faith. And we raise our hand real quick. Well, what about, you know? What about what we've heard about knee surgery and hip surgery and all of those things? And now we talk in terms of faith. What about, you know, the politics of the day and the fact that we're not politically correct? And what about this impacts the work because they want me to behave this way? They want me to lie and cheat the customer. And what about, on and on it goes, what about? And from God's word we learn, do not fear the people who will betray you, because the Lord will remain faithful forever. And do not fear being hated by others, because the Lord loves you, and you will know his love eternally. And do not fear persecution by the world, because the Lord will protect your soul. And even if they were to harm your body on the day of resurrection, you will be raised up. Body and soul will be united, glorified, unto life everlasting. You do not have to be afraid of those who slander you, for God knows the truth. You do not have to be afraid of those who try to harm you, because you are in God's hands. You do not have to be afraid, because you are more important than sparrows, and God knows about the sparrows. So God knows you. Instead, take the opportunity to carry the rope of the gospel. For people are in messes, and people are in mire and mud, and people are stuck in their sin. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that frees us. And for all the people that will say, "Don't you dare throw me that rope," there may be the one who says, "Help, Lord." Who have come to their wits' end and they see no other way. And there you are with the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Do not be afraid to be the lamb. Do not be afraid to be the light. Do not be afraid, because the Lord is our God. Amen.